Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished tech professional and entrepreneur from San Francisco, USA, Mr. Scott D. Brown. Scott, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. And actually, we did this almost a year ago now.
Absolutely. You are on for the second time.
Yes, and I was actually looking at future and crystal balls, I guess, at that time.
we're actually
doing some concrete things in that field. So go ahead. If you're going to ask me some questions, I'd be happy to answer whatever you ask.
Thank you. Scott is the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of XR Metaverse Studios. He's a marketer, investor, a futurist, and an entrepreneur. And he has told me that the metaverse has now been renamed as spatial computing. So while I will keep trying to change metaverse to spatial computing, in case I don't, please see it as spatial computing. So Scott, my first question is, what got you interested in the area of spatial computing or the metaverse? And what is the story behind the formation of XR Metaverse Studios?
Well, let me first address the change, okay? Mm-hmm. The metaverse was a coined word from a guy who wrote the book Snow Chase. And that was a book back in the, 1990, something around there. And he used the word metaverse. And a gentleman who was running Facebook decided that he has a sister who was very involved with the metaverse. And so he kind of was playing around with it. And they were using a company called Spatial in the early days. And he created fun stuff, floating avatars, floating this, and it was fun. Gaming came out of it, fun. Gaming actually is big now with people spending a lot of money. Anyway, the name changed when he abandoned pretty much the metaverse, and the metaverse became, there was a new leader that emerged from that, and the new leader actually is Apple. Mm-hmm. Apple has their Vision Pro, and I actually took a tour in the Vision Pro. That Vision Pro is not competing with this. I actually own these goggles. These started out as Oculus, and then Facebook bought it, and then they became Meta. And this is actually a Meta 2. They actually have a Meta 3. And these are actually fairly inexpensive, and it's a good way to actually get into the spatial computing. Okay. Now, the reason I say spatial computing is because that's what Apple says. Apple's the new leader, and that's interesting because their goggles that they have are really not competing with this per se. They're competing with 8K TV. 8K TV. When I actually went to the Apple store and did a tour, first of all, the onboarding is great. With this product here, I actually, my glasses, because I wear corrective lenses, get stuck in here. And sometimes it's very uncomfortable. Apple does something really cool. I went in, they took my glasses, and they actually configured the lenses inside the goggles for my vision. So I said, hey, I got to get my glasses. He said, no, you don't. I said, what do you mean? It's don't worry about it. You'll be fine. And they take you on a grand tour. I mean, the pixels, the three-dimensional, the things coming at you, being able to actually surround yourself with sound, and it's entertainment. It's the future. I think Apple knows what the future is. There are other companies out there, like Google, of course. Google is in charge, and they own the Web3 highway that everything's all about. I think I'm taking all your time with your questions, but I think it's important to actually get some context here as to what's really going on in the real world.
No, this is very, very fascinating, and thank you for sharing your thoughts on spatial computing and metaverse.
I've met a thought leader in our industry, a thought leader. His name is Bob Cooney. I can say his name here. He's an amazing man. He says things, and I listen. He tells me what markets to go after, and I listen. He tells everybody that he calls it still the metaverse, but he says the metaverse will affect everybody, every business in the world. He says, and some people also, others say, remember the Gutenberg press and how that changed?
Yeah.
Printing. Because, you know, the scribers were doing it. Then that was revolutionary, pretty much for the time. Then the next revolution is what? The car, the automobile. What happened to the horses?
Yeah.
Right. Horse and buggy. Right. So now you have a car and then you have the assembly line. Then what came kind of next, as far as communication that came next, was the first internet.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1995, Newsweek wrote an article that said this is a fad. Okay. How many people in the world, even in third world countries, use the internet? Everybody does. Mm-hmm. It's not a fad.
Yeah.
Right. What happened after that? Mm-hmm. There's these two guys that were in a garage in Northern California using Atari parts. They actually stole them from their day jobs to create what's known today as the largest desktop publisher in the world,
mm-hmm.
Apple, and an innovative company, Apple. In fact, Atari, their day job, had an opportunity to actually not even buy Apple, but both the Steves went to Atari, mm-hmm. according to the story, and they offered the Apple product, and Atari said, no, thank you.
Very interesting. Thank you.
How that works. So, that's
so Scott, I want to now move to your company, XR Metaverse Studios, and you do a lot
sure.
of amazing work in your company related to spatial computing and the metaverse. My first question is relating to marketing. How is XR Metaverse Studios revolutionizing digital marketing in the Web3?
Oh, that's an interesting question. First of all, you know, the Web3 is the highway.
Yeah.
And Google is the one who said it's got to change. Now, how it's doing that for the marketing industry is marketers to actually get websites, which is kind of going, this is going to go away. Websites will go away.
Hmm.
But what they need to do is they actually have to migrate and transition to a new coding. All right. The original coding was the universal code. It was called the UA.
Hmm.
The UA went away and was like 4 years ago. And then actually in July, Google had a cutoff date. And they said, if you're not using the G4A coding, then your website's not going to get the attention that it's supposed to get.
Hmm.
And then, of course, they were a little bit nice about it, you know, because as far as the internet goes, Google is it.
Hmm.
98%, despite what Bing says, despite what Microsoft says with Edge or Bing, they don't have much of the market at all.
Hmm.
And then the second largest search engine out there is actually YouTube is,
yeah.
And that's owned by Google.
Mm.
So Google is running the show on there. Google is actually going to get, from what I understand, maybe I'm going to get in trouble here. Okay, I understand through a credible source that they're going to go and make some goggles with a company called Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
Samsung makes TV,
mm.
and they use all sorts of great technology for TVs. They're gonna compete against the Apple product, because the Apple product is an entertainment product. If you get a chance to go to an Apple store in your neighborhood, anybody out there, take a chance to go. You will be absolutely amazed. I was floored, and I see this stuff all day long, and I was floored.
Very interesting. But you know, coming back to marketing, when you talk about the metaverse or source for spatial computing, I wanted to ask you a question. What strategy should brands adopt to effectively engage with their audience?
Okay, the new Web3 and everything that runs on it is all about experience.
Mm.
Experience.
Mm.
So the new reports, which I run I run those daily for clients, they have new reports, and the reports actually measure experience.
Mm.
How do you measure experience, and how do you know when somebody's actually having a certain experience?
Right.
And they have reports that do that. Okay. So it's different, and everything is done that way. So if you're a brand and you want to brand yourself, what's happening is some of the larger brands are actually doing that. For instance, yeah. Mercedes-Benz in their cars today offer a metaverse solution in their console in the middle there. So they're already thinking ahead. Okay.
Mm.
You got companies like in the United States, Walmart. I understand Walmart's looking at it. I know a guy, his name's Andrew. He's at Nike. He's the head of Nike Metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
These are brands, world brands. Of course, Apple is all about the entertainment and what they're doing in entertainment.
Right.
To answer your question, the brands are changing. The big brands are moving faster. We're in the infancy stage. There's only 1%. Only 1% of businesses have actually done any migration whatsoever. It's slow to move. And that's my job, is to push it out there. Better yet, guys that I actually, as a mentor, who's the gentleman that I mentioned, he goes to corporations and tells people. I can only imagine how lonely his day is, because he's so far out in the envelope. Some days I go to my home office and I think, I'm a lonely man. There's no one even near me. I'm doing something that others don't. And actually, I found an executive team. And interesting enough, I started XR with my co-founder. It was a Saturday, and I was on the couch kind of dozing off, and he calls me. He says, Scott. I said, what, Robert? What do you want now? Hey, I need you to help. I need you to do something for me. I need you to run a company. What? You want me to run a company? Seriously. Yes, I want to build a company. You know what we did before. It didn't work out, but I know from that I'm going to learn. So I want you to be the CEO. Right now, I can say this because we merged actually with another company that is in the blockchain. It's called Bloxy. And we are going to be working with them. They're building our pay engine. We run on a subscription model, which is a membership. We're going to create a membership. And I'm kind of getting ahead of you on the questions, I think, because you're probably going to ask what our industries are that we're actually going to be looking at. Is that one of your questions?
I will come to that. But I want to also ask you a few questions relating to education, entertainment, and art, because you seem to be doing work in all these areas.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you that, how can virtual reality in the metaverse make learning more engaging?
It makes it definitely more engaging. First of all, kids, what do they do all the time? Even my kids back in the day, my kids are now in their 20s, late 20s and early and mid-20s. Back in the day, they played Xbox and they played Pirates of the Caribbean, Lego. Now kids are still doing that, but they're doing it on a higher level. Kids are demanding better resolution. They're demanding better games, build the games, do this games, you know, almost to the point of not being for kids. So kids learn. There's actually statistics that kids learn better with when they're interactive, when it's immersive education. Sitting in, back in the day when I was going to school, back in whatever, I'm so old, right? But anyway, back when I went to school, you listened to the teacher, maybe they actually showed you some slides of something, and that was it. So I don't think kids are starving for education and starving for immersion everywhere in the world. And we're
well said.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Well said. But also, Scott, tell me, what do you see or you envisage as the role of teachers and educators when it comes to creating content for the metaverse?
Well, educators are burned out. They are. I have a friend who actually is working with me. She's an educator from way back. She actually is from a long line of educators in Europe. And she is heading up our educational offering. And she's finding that what the most important thing right now is homeschooling. Parents are so sick of education and the educational system, and their kids not learning. And they don't want their kids to be in the basement playing games at 35 years old. So they take an active role in the education of their children. So they're homeschooling. The biggest problem right there now is exactly what you hit on, is content. Where do they get good content? We actually have an organization that we're building into our product that the main reason people want to get, one of the main reasons, is so they can get content and good content. And it's actually, right now, most of it's 2D content, which is better than no D at all. And eventually it'll all be 3D and immersive, and the kids will actually be able to reach out on a safari and pet an elephant with their hand and actually feel it with their hand. That's how immersive they get.
Very well, so very interesting possibilities. But another question I have on education is, what measures are in place to ensure a safe and inclusive learning environment when it comes to the metaverse?
Well, I mean, there are actually requirements for homeschooling. They have to meet the same requirements as the unified school district. Yeah, I mean, your child cannot go to the next level unless they actually have show proficiency. Now, what's happening in the school district is kids are not showing proficiency. I haven't seen the statistics yet, but I'm pretty sure there are less people going to university than there were before. Nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of good trades out there that don't require university. But I think we're seeing a dumbing down of America. When kids are playing games that have no meaning other than games, that's bad, I think. when kids actually go into immersion and learn something, if they can immerse, put themselves into Waterloo and find out strategically why Napoleon got his butt killed, kicked by Wellington, that is something that you can do. And the kids could actually, in as an avatar, actually show up and be in the encampment. It's all possible with Napoleon, and know what he did wrong and why he lost that battle. And then he got kicked out of France, and we know the story there. He went back to Corsica, and that's the end of him.
Absolutely. You know, I think
immersion. How about this? How about if the child, one day, the teacher wants them to learn about space and a space station and what it's like to live on a space station? Guess what? They can do that. They can start in a room in an avatar in a spatial computing room, and they can actually do what's known as a travel link, a travel pod. They push into the travel pod, and they actually go to another space, whether it be in the space, if they're studying Mars, or if it's ancient Egypt, or if it's sailing the world back in the days of Columbus. That's so exciting as some student learning something. Amazingly exciting. And it's only going to get better with more entertainment.
Fascinating. And it's always been said that the best learning is experiential. And I think what you're telling us is that the metaverse can provide you not just experiences, but three-dimensional experiences.
Right. And what's going to happen, too, is this goggle here, because of, the price point for the Vision Pro is $3,500. And they already sold 200,000 of those.
Yeah.
So you do the math as to how much they made so far. And, of course, a lot of those are legions of Apple fans that will buy anything Apple actually produces. But what's going to happen is other players will get in there. I already mentioned Google will be putting something together. And you know what this one is? This is actually an Android phone. It's an Android phone. The technology is in this is actually there's Qualcomm. There's a Qualcomm chip inside here, just like you have in your cell phone. That's what this technology is. Now, Apple, of course, doesn't use Android. So everything they do is actually built for Apple. But what's going to happen is more players are going to come out there. You're going to see Google. You're going to see Samsung. You're going to see LG. Anybody that you actually carry in a phone, they'll probably start making these because the phone would become obsolete. The only thing I don't want to see, my friend, is people driving with these on, because that's not good. Even though it's actually dual reality, because this goggle itself that I have, the two, actually is in black and white, and then you also have all the colors and everything in the metaverse. I mean, I keep on saying that. I'll get used to saying what Apple wants to say, which is spatial computing.
Very well said. Of course, the city that you are in, I mean, you know, you could always experiment with driverless cars and your headphone, you know, so.
You know what? I stay away from those cars when I go into the city. I live north of the city. I was in the city the other day having lunch with a friend. And I swear, when I see those cars, they're Jaguars too, Jaguars. Yeah. And they have these little spinning things on top, right? I stay away from them. They actually started not allowing them in the city any longer.
I know. So, Scott, moving on, I've got a couple of questions for you on entertainment art and the metaverse. And you also need to tell me let me ask you this question. What are some of the industries that you are focusing on?
Well, we are focusing on education, of course, and we're actually going very narrow. First of all, we're only going after homeschooling and parents. Why are we doing that? Parents have a vested interest in the education of their children, and parents have money. Teachers don't have a lot of money, so parents have money to spend. And if I would spend whatever amount of money for my kids when they were going to school for extracurricular, everything. You know, if they were interested in music, I would get them music lessons. If they were interested in science, I would take them to a science academy. Things like that. So parents are actually spending money, and we're going to tap that particular audience, and we're going to actually add more to it. We're going to value add everything that we do is value added and keep them interested in what's going on. And then we're going to go to a next segment, and it'll probably be tutors. There's a need for tutors, and a lot of teachers are exiting, and they still need to make money. So they go in other industries, but they still love. I mean, you don't go into education for the money, right? No one does that. I mean, to make money as an educator, you have to have a PhD and you have to be a tenured professor. That's about it. And not many people do that. Very so we're going after that.
Yeah.
And then we're also entertainment. You mentioned that. In entertainment, there's galleries, art galleries. There are artists out there. And they are selling digital art. And digital art is a digital asset. And digital assets are actually purchased by what's known as an NFT. And an NFT is a coin, which is a crypto coin. And that's why a lot of people think that it's cryptocurrency in the metaverse. It's not, or spatial computing. It's just a coin that's used, and it's either a Polygon coin,
yeah,
or it's Ethereum, or it could be coined your own coin. And we're actually probably going to lead to the point where we'll do our own coin. Then there's also something that's cropping up too in the arts. And there's an organization called ArtsDAO, and they're out of the United Arab Emirates. And they're a bunch of, they're a community, okay? It's a community of artists with equal decentralization. And it's amazing what they're doing. In fact, they're, I wrote about it today in LinkedIn. They have a festival coming up in Dubai, and it's supposed to be pretty good. If I had the money right now, because I'm investing my money in a lot of other things, I'd actually be on a plane to Dubai to actually experience this art thing. But we're actually looking, my company, we're actually considering a DAO. And in a DAO, there are only a couple of places you can actually form a DAO, and you have to do it with what's known as an LLC. And one of them, of course, is Switzerland. Switzerland allows you to do just about anything, but it's a little too expensive there. But in the United States of America, there's a place called Wyoming. Have you ever heard of Wyoming?
Yep, I have.
Wyoming actually has a DAO, and they actually will allow a DAO. We just have to be careful with the rulings from the SEC, and that's just something that we have to look at. And we'll probably also create a corporation. At this point, we're not a corporation. Well, we are an LLC, but we'll actually be either an S Corp or a C Corp.
Very well
specifically
said.
With our company.
So, Scott, I have time for one more question, and I'm going to ask you to look at your crystal ball and tell us what future developments in spatial computing or the metaverse are you most excited about?
I think what I saw over the weekend is the beginning of the, it's a revolution. You know, I mentioned the Gutenberg press. I mentioned all these other communications things. There's nothing that's going to compare to what we're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Again, Bob Cooney said, everybody, every business, everybody's going to be affected by the new metaverse.
Right.
The new Web 3, whatever runs on the Web 3. Now, there's other things that can run on a Web 3. There's actually 3D modeling, things like that. Websites are probably going to go away. They'll be replaced. In fact, we're actually thinking about how we can remove our website. How can we actually tell people the website's going away when we keep our website? There's ways of doing that. There's you can do landing pages. You can do there's a lot of interesting things going on with holograms. You can actually basically make it for these. And a lot of the companies that we work with, some of the builders, don't actually build for these because the market wasn't there. Guess what? I had a meeting with them, one of our biggest builders. Should I explain the difference between builders and – okay, let me do this. My company, we're creators. We're actually also considered what's known as illustrators in our industry. What we do is we come up with the ideas of what to do and how to do it. We make it look like pretty. It's kind of like the GUI on a computer, the face of the computer. That's us. We actually make it look good. Behind the scenes are the builders. And the builders build in different languages. There's Spatial, there's Unity, there's all sorts of there's other different languages. So they're builders, and they build the specifications.
Right.
And then there's the avatars itself, which is a separate thing, and Ready Player Me is the main avatar builder. So anyway, that's how we all work. So based on that concept and those ideas, I actually use a strategy called community. We all work. So if somebody's building something better than we build it, let's use them, and we lease their building.
Basically. Great response. Scott, on that note, thank you once again for speaking to me about the metaverse. Thank you for telling me about spatial computing. I think at some stage, maybe later, we can do a much, much greater deep dive into spatial computing with you.
And I'm happy to talk to anybody. My voice is almost gone right now, but I talk to probably 7-8 people a day, and my team actually talks to more people too.
Wonderful.
And you know, we're talking to young people, which is really great. Actually, young people in their 20s that are really interested in what we're doing.
Yeah.
I met a young man who's a modeler, and he works in all sorts of different things, and he's really interested in being a project coordinator with us. It's great because this is a great industry.
Yeah.
If you're creative, you want to have some fun, and you want to be cutting edge and innovation, this is the place to be, everybody. Okay. Hopefully you'll place at the end of this my contact information. I'm happy to talk to anybody. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I'll have 100,000 people contact me at one time, right?
Thank you, Scott, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you. It was great talking with you. I'll see you soon.
Likewise.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.